Number 377. I'm your host, TBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who receives death threats not from his views on women in gaming, but because of his rendition of the Wendy's Pretzel Bun song, Wombat.
I have something pretzel buns.
You know, they sell those like in Tokyo, I found out.
What, pretzel buns?
Yeah.
Like the Wendy's ones or just in general?
No, Wendy's sells their pretzel bun burgers here.
Do they sell the Little Caesars pretzel crust pizza?
There's no Little what? Caesars here.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
It's new.
Yeah, sounds new. I've never had Little Caesars. Is it any good?
No, well, for $5 for an entire pizza, it's pretty good if you compare it to nobody else being able to do that.
For a big pizza.
Yeah, for a big pizza.
It's crabby. Like I've had it before. It's quite crabby.
Yeah. It's basically there's no sauce or very, very little sauce. A lot of dough. And I don't know, like school cafeteria style cheese.
But it's $5.
My favorite.
Yeah.
And by
the crazy bread's pretty good.
And by contrast, a New York City style slice place just opened up in Tokyo, and they're charging $5 a slice. So
wow, how is it?
I haven't gone there. I saw
is
a picture
hot
of
and
it.
Ready?
It looks like what's that?
It's a Little Caesars joke.
Oh, I didn't hear it. It looks like, you know, your normal pizza that you would get from any pizza place on any corner in Manhattan, but it's $5.
They raised the prices at the dollar pizza place. 99-cent pizza went up to $1.08.
Damn.
I know. I didn't know how to feel about that when I walked in there. And I had $2 on me because that's what I just had. That's just the cash I had on me. I'm like, oh, I'll just get pizza instead of stopping at an ATM. And then this on pizza's now $1.08 a slice. I'm like, I hate you people.
I'm trying to figure out why a pizza pie from Domino's here costs $30. I still haven't been able to figure that one out. I mean, I can understand like some ingredients are very expensive here, like Italian meats for some reason, but why would cheese be particularly expensive? Any like shit cheese that they could put on a Domino's pizza? I think they
I
must make like a big huge profit on this. But anyway, we haven't done a show in a while because I was on vacation in America.
How was that?
America is
what's
good
America
dude.
Like yeah,
I like America. But yeah, we went to LA and we stayed in on the Sunset Strip and we saw Liberace's house, which was pretty exciting. My wife and I, we walked up the Hollywood Hills. Have you ever tried to walk up the Hollywood Hills?
No, I have not.
It's very steep. So it's pretty hard. But it just happened that Liberace's
the sign on it, the Hollywood sign?
No, that's not. Well, the Hollywood Hills are pretty big, I think.
This is where like the wealthy and the movie stars live, right?
Well, this is
by the sign.
No, well, this wasn't necessarily by the sign, but this was.
Did you see any movie stars?
No, I don't think so. No, but Liberace's house we saw. Does that count as a movie star?
He was. Well, he wasn't a movie star, but sure.
And it was just his house, and he couldn't really see it. But it's pretty cool.
And he doesn't live there because he's dead.
Right. He no longer lives there. But I don't know. It was fun just to walk around there. But that was just, LA was just really like our staging ground. So we could drop off Ty with grandma and grandpa and then go to Vegas for 3 nights, which was pretty fun. I'd never been there before. So, you know, a lot of CAGs offered suggestions on what to do. And we pretty much, this vacation, the whole theme was like my mom looking on Twitter to see what people said we should do. And then we would basically do that. But in Vegas, we saw the Beatles One show, which was okay, I guess. I mean, the Beatles, the Cirque du Soleil show.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Yeah, it was okay. It was, you know.
Did it bring back Kinect flashbacks?
It was much better than the Kinect event, but it did. It actually did bring back some bitter and painful Microsoft Cirque du Soleil flashbacks. But we saw the Penn and Teller show, which was much better. They were really funny. And you get to, like, even though they're doing basically the same show like 5 or 6 nights a week, they choose audience members to come up on stage. And people are weird, man. And some people just are only functioning with like half a brain. And even Penn like had to crack up like at some of the things that these people would say when they're on stage. But they did a really good job, and they even like hang out afterwards so you can take pictures with them if you want to do that. I also raced a Ferrari and a Nissan GTR around a racetrack, which you can see on my YouTube channel, CheapyD. I would recommend that experience. Would you ever consider doing something like that, Wombat? Or Shipwreck?
I mean, I wouldn't say no if I was someplace and someone said, hey, you want to drive in a circle real fast in this car? I'd be like, sure.
It was pretty fun. And they do it in a way so that, you know, the instructor is sitting in the seat next to you, and he will, you know, he tells you what to do at all times. Like, you know.
I'm assuming these cars are manual transmission.
So now they are, but manual transmission doesn't involve a clutch anymore on these high-end cars. They're paddle shifters. Okay. So it's exactly like a video game now. There's no third pedal anymore.
Oh, interesting. So it's easier,
It's the same as playing Forza. You have the buttons on the controller to shift gears on Forza. It works exactly the same. So you basically can't really do too much damage. But the instructor is even telling you like when to shift up and shift down and all that stuff. It was really fun.
It looked like you were playing Forza. I watched the video.
Yeah, I mean,
it looked like you had played Forza before and driven a car twice in the last 10 years.
That is exactly what has happened. I played a lot of racing games. I told the guy, I think I told him that. I played a lot of games. And he was like, yeah, it's basically just like that. But that was really cool. It was called Exotics Racing, if you want to check that out.
How fast did you go?
The fastest I went. So when you get the video, you pay extra and you can get the video, and it gives you like the speedometer on the screen. So the fastest I went, I think, was like a 115 maybe on the straightaway.
Fast.
But I'm a big pussy, right? Like, I'm not looking to break any speed records. I'm looking to live. I just want to live, Wombat.
Yeah.
So I told the guy basically, like, I'm not looking to to do anything magical here. But it is incredible. Like, literally, my eyes were tearing, especially with the Ferrari, just because it's so loud. But that was really cool. What else did we do in Vegas? We did a helicopter tour. My wife, I don't know, she was really into the helicopter tours. And I'm pretty scared of that. I didn't really want to do it, but she seemed like she was going to be disappointed if we didn't do it. So we did the helicopter tour to the Grand Canyon, and it, like, flies over Hoover Dam.
That seems all right.
The problem is it's very hot in Las Vegas right now. It's 105 degrees plus, you know, well, that's basically what it is. Yeah, because there's no humidity.
Yeah, there's no humidity.
So it's 105 plus degrees. Zero humidity. But when you're in a helicopter and you're not sitting directly in front of the air conditioning, it was I basically like went on a vision quest, I think. I was pretty sure I was hallucinating at one point because it was just so hot in there.
You just didn't crack a window?
No.
Did Johnny Cash talk to you in the form of a coyote?
A coyote, yes. but it was, I don't know, it was too hot, I'm going to have to say. Don't go at this time.
GP, you got to find your soulmate.
She was sitting next to me, and she wasn't quite as hot as me because I think she had more air conditioning. I had no air conditioning. So I don't know. It was cool. So basically, it's basically like you're flying over Mars and then you land in a crater and you eat a turkey sandwich and drink champagne. And that's and then you leave.
It sounds like an indie game.
I would buy that for like $5. But it was pretty terrifying for me most of the part, but my wife seemed to enjoy it. So So that was good, I guess.
Did you go to the Pinball Hall of Fame?
We didn't do anything video game related this trip. I managed to mess that up somehow. We didn't go to the
pinball. Pinball. Not video games.
See, when we went to Osaka last time, we went to that big pinball place. Oh, that's right. And I thought, I wasn't, it's hot out there. You don't want to go outside too much. So we didn't do that. We didn't go to
any good restaurants? I mean,
they have everything there, right?
I know. So where did you go?
So we went to Grimaldi's Pizza twice, twice in 3 nights. And that's amazing. But it's just, I can't get that, right?
I get it, but you didn't go to like any of the like
Sushi Samba.
Crazy place. Sushi Samba, really?
Well, I mean, things that we can't get here include good pizza.
Mm-hmm. Like, and sushi, can't get that.
No, you can get like straight up sushi here very easily, and it's obviously very good.
You can't get those wacky ass rolls.
You can't get that wacky ass shit, and I want that wacky ass shit. So we went there.
I thought you hated that.
What's that? No. Don't you remember at E3 we always, well, not always, but we sometimes go to that Japanese place.
I know, and then you complain about how this isn't real sushi.
What? That's you, I think.
Okay.
I went there because I wanted the fake sushi. The whole point was to get the fake sushi.
Fine.
But, if I had to guess one of the two of you that was complaining about something.
Right. When do you hear me complain about anything?
I never complain. I am a happy-go-lucky fella.
You're like my dad, Wombat.
I'm like everyone's dad.
Sushi Samba, what else? I don't think we went to anything that was like well known besides those two, but it's a lot of good food there. And we went to see your favorite DJ Diplo, Wombat, at the, I think it's the world's most profitable nightclub called XS.
Did he play
Yes,
because I love that song.
This nightclub, dude, it's indoors and it also has a big, huge outdoor area wet with a pool and like bungalows and shit all around it. I looked it up on Wikipedia or something, and it said that their annual revenue is $90 million.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. But when you see how much they charge for a drink, you'll understand how they make it. But it was so hot and we're so old that we didn't really last very long through Diplo. But the nice thing was, if you stayed at the hotel then and paid an extra $5, you didn't have to wait online at all.
Oh, that's good.
So you could leave and come back. You could go back to your room and come back and still not wait online. But the place was crazy, and I would never go there again.
I understand that. Oh, did you call Shipwreck back yet?
Oh, he's gone?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
No, he's here.
Oh, there you are.
No. His picture just disappeared. Or something.
Yes. Something.
I don't know.
Good to have you back.
And what else did we do in Vegas? I'm trying to think. That was, you know, pretty much it.
That sounds like a pretty full time. Did you gamble at all?
Not even once for a second.
Excellent.
It just turns me off so much.
It's okay. How is San Diego?
San Diego's awesome. San Diego is where you want to be, basically. We did the zoo. We did the safari park. We didn't do Legoland. How much do you think it costs to get into Legoland, Wombat?
$90 a person.
It's basically, yeah. It was 80, I think.
Yeah, I've looked into it before.
It's crazy. And, you know, there's plenty of stuff to do there. And even like the zoo. Now, we complain about DLC, right, all the time. But now like the zoos do this. So the San Diego Zoo, obviously it's a really nice zoo, world famous zoo. It's $50 to get in there, okay? But there's like 10 or 15 different other activities that range in price from, I don't know, $15 to $500 that you can add on to your $50 admission, general admission. You could literally What's that?
The Bronx Zoo is the same way. The Bronx Zoo is the same.
Oh, really? They didn't used to be like that, did it?
I know. Well, that's why we became members. That's why we became zoo members.
This doesn't help, though. You still have to pay extra.
Not if you're a zoo member.
Right. So at this one, I mean, you can pay up to, I think it's like $600, and you can sleep in the zoo. In a
that's
tent.
Crazy.
Okay.
Well, that's, yeah. But that's, you know.
But they have a million like things. It's like, it just feels weird, right? It's when you're paying mm-hmm. $50 for to go to a zoo and then they keep trying to upsell you the whole time. It just, it felt a lot like video games.
If you want to see gorillas at the Bronx Zoo, if you're not a zoo member and you just buying the general admission ticket, it's like another $10 to see gorillas.
Right. That's cheaper than this. That's a lot cheaper than what they were offering.
Everything's included in the Cincinnati Zoo.
Yeah, you know, it's Cincinnati.
We've got a really good zoo.
But
I know, actually, you do have a very good zoo. Isn't Jack Hanna at the Cincinnati Zoo? Wasn't that him?
He's either here or at Columbus. I think he's
that's at Columbus. Columbus, yeah.
Yeah.
Bronx Zoo must have been cheap, because we used to go there all the time.
We spend $150 a year for the membership.
Okay. It's got to be like 20 or less.
No, it's more than that.
Oh, really?
It's like $30 a person.
Oh,
plus
shit.
Parking
okay.
is like $25.
Did you ever smoke weed in the SkyTram?
I know. They don't have the SkyTram anymore.
What?
Too many people were smoking weed.
I take full responsibility.
I don't think they've had the SkyTram in like 15 years.
No. Well, I've been in the last 15 years, probably.
I don't know.
Not in the last 10, but last 15.
But we were just there. I was just there like two. While you were away, I went to the Bronx Zoo. And the aquarium, the New York Aquarium. I was there, too.
Yeah.
Coney Island.
I went to Kings Island while you were away.
Is that an amusement park?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of roller coasters.
But it's a big amusement park. It was great because we went – I took the day off of work on a Wednesday, and it was the last, like, week that they're open during the week. And so there was pretty much nobody there. So me and Mrs. Shipwreck just rode on the front. And every roller coaster without having to wait, really. So
that sounds awesome. Oh, I can hear Ty. Ty's home from school now again. Yes, Ty, what? Yes, yes. What can I do?
Why
for
didn't
you,
we go to Legoland, Daddy?
I heard Legoland. I didn't know that was an option. Daddy, where do babies come from?
Oh, I don't know. A couple days ago. Why don't you pick like 5 days ago? Okay.
Let's go play some Diablo.
I have no idea.
Something good.
You're not allowed. Don't play Diablo without me. Don't you dare. I know. I'm joking. We're joking. We're doing the podcast right now. Okay. You got to go, dude. You got to go.
Bye, Ty. It was nice just talking to you.
Bye. What? Yes.
What do you want?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's doing his homework. He has so much homework. It's so he's asking me questions about his homework.
I understand. Sabrina had homework to do also, and she hasn't started first grade yet. So
holy shit. I mean, he's like literally a half an hour a day of homework to do this entire summer.
Yeah, no, it's pretty normal now in the States, too. Oh,
well, I asked on Twitter, and everybody said no. Everybody thought that sounded crazy.
Really? Oh, yeah, my daughter gets like a big packet of homework.
Why are you back here? I don't. Look it up on a calendar. Look it up on your iPad. There's a calendar. Holy moly. These kids have the world at their fingertips these days. Just ask Siri. Siri is your dad now, Ty. Okay? For the next, like, hour, Siri will raise you as one of her own.
Get your Kindle. Call up the redheaded girl. Mayday.
Oh, boy.
Remember, she can't see you, so keep your pants on.
Anyway, so that was we went to San Diego and we ate ribs. Somebody told us to go to Phil's Ribs and we went there. It was good, very good. And I don't know, we stayed on the beach. It was beautiful. I want to move there someday.
Okay.
That would be nice. Did you read about the people on the flight who got into a fight over reclining seats?
With the knee defender?
The knee defender.
Which is, it is super obnoxious. It's a device that you strap to your seat on an airplane so the person in front of you can't recline their seat.
Yes. And I heard about this on Reddit like a month ago where somebody said that they had printed up, somebody bought a knee defender. And I guess when you buy the knee defender, it comes with like some templates that you can print out so you can hand a card to the person sitting in front of you, basically telling them that you're an asshole and that you're locking their seat down. But in card form instead of, face-to-face form. So I guess this week somebody didn't present the card And this woman wanted to recline her seat, and the guy said he wanted to use his laptop, and then the woman threw a drink in the guy's face, and then they had to land.
Well, the stewardess told the guy that he had to
take it off his seat. Yeah, because the planes don't allow them.
No, they're not allowed on the planes. And then, and he still wouldn't do it, and that's when the woman threw a drink in his face, which I would have been much worse.
Really?
I don't like people when they recline their seats, though.
It's, you know, that's too damn bad, I guess. The seats recline.
See, Wombat's really short.
They shouldn't.
Wombat doesn't have to worry about the legroom problem.
No, it doesn't.
So he has no sympathy for us tall people.
I'm not even that tall, and there's not enough room for my knees.
I would turn around every 30 seconds, and I would ask the guy a question. So where do you buy something like that? How much does that cost?
That's not worse than throwing a drink in somebody's face.
Oh, it is.
No,
because I'm pretty sure he would get sick of it.
But that doesn't force the plane to land somewhere. And think about all those people.
I would annoy the person, but I wouldn't force the plane to land.
That's the ultimate.
Like, I would turn around, and I'd be like, so what are you doing? Where are you from?
But that's reasonable.
What do you do? How much you make a year?
To afford the knee defender.
Yeah.
I have a built-in knee defender. It's called my knees. And if there's somebody sitting in front of me, they can't put their seat back. But, that's pretty bad. You can't use that. I mean, you can. Why don't you just ask the person in front of you not to recline? And if they say, they're either going to say yes or no. And if they say no, what can you do about it? You can't lock their shit down. That's crazy.
You recline like 2 inches, though. There's no benefit to reclining. It's just to piss off the person sitting behind you. That's the one benefit you have.
It doesn't.
Nah, there's a definite difference when you recline your seat.
I never thought it was that big for me.
It's like 2 inches.
I think the taller you are, the less you feel it.
I don't know. I was going to say, because I notice it. I enjoy the reclining in my seat on an airplane.
Yeah, me not. I feel bad.
Of course you do.
I think.
Of course you do.
Right.
I was like, people in front of me recline. I don't have a problem with it. I don't see what, you know, it's the way planes are designed.
That's because the person in front of you, they turn around and they think the seat's empty.
That's funny. I get it. That's a joke at my expense.
Yes, it is.
I understand. Uh-huh.
But it's true. I mean, luckily, as a tall person, it's just you can't, there's no room. Like if you're 6'4", there's no room for the person to put the seat back in front of you. It's your knees. Especially if you're on an Asian airline. Then forget it, because those seats, they make them extra small.
Well, I'm glad I'm 5'5", then.
Well, that's, you know, Asian woman size. So that's, you know.
Yeah, I make a good Asian woman.
Anyway, knee defender. I just thought that was, I can't imagine, like, what do you feel? Those two assholes who made the plane land somewhere else. Like, there's a couple hundred people on the plane, and they're basically all looking at you as you stole an hour and a half from their life. Because the guy didn't want the seat to go down, and you couldn't keep your shit together enough to at least either A, not put your seat back, or B, handle it a little better, like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. Animals us all.
Pretty much.
Gus888 wrote in and wants to know what was on me with the plane in terms of gaming electronics. I don't bring any gaming stuff with me when I travel because I play so much at home. So I just brought a Kindle, Ty's iPad, and that's it. And I watched the movies on the plane.
What'd you watch?
I watched...
Oh, let's go to Watch This Bitches. What'd you watch?
I watched Wolf of Wall Street again. Mm-hmm. Only because I'd seen it already, and I knew it was long, and it would be funny. And I watched 3 Days to Kill. Do you know that one?
Is that Kevin Costner?
This is a weird-ass movie. This is Kevin Costner as a CIA hitman, okay? And he's dying of some strange disease, and he's also trying to reconcile with his daughter, his teenage daughter. But his hitman jobs keep getting in the way of his reconciliation with his daughter. And,
ugh, don't I know it.
And also, sometimes when he's in his course of his business of killing people, he meets other fathers with daughters and gets advice from them, sometimes by torturing them to get advice about how to raise his daughter. As you can see, it's a very interesting film and perfect to watch on a transcontinental flight because it's horrible. But what else did I watch? I also started to watch The Other Woman with Cameron Diaz, but I didn't make it through that one in time.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we landed. But I did see Guardians of the Galaxy in 3D IMAX in San Diego.
What'd you think?
It's pretty awesome.
It's a good movie. It's fun.
It was very fun. And that was the best 3D experience that I've had in a movie theater. I think mostly because they must have had the, like, the bulb turned up very bright, because it looked very colorful and bright and not dark as most 3D movies look. So good job, San Diego AMC 20.
It's a very bright movie to begin with, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. We really liked it.
But yeah, most people really liked it. Yeah, I did.
Everybody does.
Super did.
Right.
Good job.
What's not to like?
Exactly. Emotional. I saw American Hustle over while you guys.
Overrated, right? Totally overrated.
I liked it. I didn't think it was award worthy.
Right. It was a good movie, but it wasn't. It's not. It's not top shelf.
No, it's a fine film. You know that scene? I want to say, but I don't want to give too much away. But towards the end, when Jennifer Lawrence and Christian Bale are in their bedroom and they're having that big argument close to the end.
That was you, right?
Yes, that was me. No, they improvised all the dialogue in that scene.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I learned that after the fact.
I think I just didn't find the story that interesting. I didn't think there was like enough twist or anything to it. It just seemed pretty straightforward.
I understand that. Yes. There's not that much progression as far as a story goes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Should we talk about video games?
What?
Video games. They came out.
Liar.
Yep. And I played some of them.
What'd you play? Hot Shot.
Madden.
I played some of that too.
It's pretty fucking good.
Did you buy it or you just played the demo?
I guess you have the game. If you do EA Access, you have it for 6 hours.
You have 6 hours of the game. I don't know if that's just like how they split up that time, whether or not it just starts 6 hours and then ends, or if like you come back and you can play it.
I think it's 6 hours of playtime, but I'm not sure 100% on that.
That's about how much of this I will probably play.
It's pretty well done, though. Like, for somebody like me who doesn't know anything about football, I mean, it looks infinitely better than NHL 15, which we'll talk about later.
It's really weird how it starts. Like, so Richard Sherman, the Seahawk, is on the cover, and of course they've won the Super Bowl and everything. And the game starts in the NFC, like the last minutes of the NFC Championship against Carolina. And the game starts, Russell Wilson fumbles, and then you come on the field to play as Cam Newton and the Panthers to win the game, which didn't happen that way.
Right,
I was going to say, that doesn't sound right.
No. But then after that, then Cam Newton's like the voiceover and walking you through all the new features of Madden.
This is my game.
Right.
Welcome to my Madden.
What happened? Did you win as the Panthers?
I lost. GP?
You lost, but it was still Cam Newton that did the whole thing?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he was a black guy who plays football.
Was he wearing blue or was he wearing
green? It was just his voice. It's just a disembodied voice. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He was just a guy saying, this is my Madden with my thing, and if you're nice, I'll let you play it, I think is what he said. No, I don't know. But I don't know. It seemed like, you know, the presentation is really good. It looks amazing. They've made it easier, I think. Like now, instead of
a lot of tutorials and everything.
Well, yeah, there's a hell of a lot of that. But I'm saying, even when you just play a regular game, it will just basically it'll tell you the recommended plays for any situation.
It's done that for like the last 10 years,
right? Based on what real players have done playing Madden. Mm-hmm. Also, what the teams have done. I don't know. It seems very involved. It seems good. It seems like a lot better than what hockey will be, unfortunately.
It seems involved, but at the same time, it's real easy to just like hit A a bunch.
Yes, and have fun.
Yeah.
Which I think is what GP is trying to say.
Yeah, because I was able to complete passes, and I played. Did I play a whole game or a half? I forget. It was fun. I don't think I would buy it because, you know, I don't know anything about football.
Who did you pick as your favorite team?
The Jets. Are they good?
No.
What about the Giants? But they're my favorite team.
Are the Giants good?
No.
They're better than the Jets. Oh,
I thought one of those teams... I thought the Jets were good like 2 years ago.
Jets were good like 5 years ago.
The Jets beat the Bengals in the playoffs 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah. But they weren't good.
Right. Well, the game is good.
Yes.
So
I like the loading bar on that game.
The whole presentation is really nice. The menus,
loading bar is insane. It's got like five little boxes like lined up. Like it just looks like a normal loading bar. Like you would think those fill left to right. But no, it's just randomly they blink. It's pretty fantastic.
It's like a it's like the Whopper from War Games. But that's a good, I mean, I don't know. It's a nice presentation. It's very slick. It looks, the whole thing screams next gen, basically. You see
excellent.
What you're getting.
Because we were watching the commercial the other day. They had a commercial for Madden on. And my daughter asked why that football game, all the people looked like they were made out of clay.
Yeah. You can see the sweat on the guy's arms, like when they're playing. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's just a little off. It's a little bit off, right?
Yeah, it's still off.
It's still off, but you know.
It's not. The animations aren't as good as what NBA 2K has.
No, that seems to be the bar.
Yeah, but the EA Access stuff is cool too. I mean, would I play this game in like normally?
Otherwise,
no.
Well, you had to pay for it though. You had to pay for the privilege.
Right, but 6 hours for as a privilege for my $30 for a year, it doesn't seem that bad.
No, I'll have to do the math on that.
Then I'll just go play the last year's version after that.
Right. I will do that with FIFA. I will check out the new FIFA and hockey that way. What else we got this week?
Anything? Well, you said you had played some other stuff. What else have you played?
Oh, I don't know. I think that was it.
Oh, okay. the infamous First Light DLC came out. $15.
That's the standalone DLC, right?
Why did I think that cost more than that? I guess not.
It's the one where you play as Flash Girl.
Yeah. The lady.
Yeah. What was her name?
I don't know. Lady in Infamous. I don't remember the guy's
Fresh
name
or
either.
Wasn't it like Fresh? Or Flash?
Fresh?
Or Flick? Flick?
I don't know. I don't remember anyone's name. You could tell me a whole bunch of names.
What about the main character?
Sure.
Name?
I don't know. I have no idea. Cole?
Cole. I'm thinking Cole.
No, Cole was the old Infamous.
Cole was the old ones.
This guy's name was
Brian. Matthew.
No. What was this guy's name?
Declan?
No. It's close. It's a Native American name.
No, Destin. Destin? I don't remember.
Destin X. Destin X.
Now I have to look it up. What was the name of that game? Infamous Second Son.
You can't remember the name. You liked that game.
I did. I couldn't tell you a thing about it.
Right.
The game's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's not fantastic, but
what else we got here?
The Metro Last Light Redux, or I guess both Metro games Redux came out.
Yep.
Those are really good games, both of them.
I played and finished both of them. Oh, did I finish? Last Light is the new one, right?
Yes.
Delson.
Delson.
That's a
weird
name.
How could you forget that name? You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't know. I feel bad. Sorry, Delson.
What else?
And it's Abigail Fetch Walker.
Fetch. I was closest with Flick and Flash.
Should they have called this game Fetch Quest?
No.
I'll show myself out.
Thank you.
The Golf Club also came out.
That's golf sim.
Yeah, that's from the makers of NBA Baller Beats.
Wow.
They made a golf game. I don't know. It's $35. It's only available on download. It's an at Xbox ID at Xbox, whatever that stupid indie game thing is. It's one of those.
I saw it there.
Yeah. It's on PSN now too.
Yeah, it's on both. Mm-hmm. It's on Steam as well.
Look at that.
I have not tried it, but I want to. Cause
do you have to use a golf club in
your living room? This...
Did you try to call a timeout in Madden NFL using Kinect?
Yes.
Did it work?
No.
It didn't work for me either.
I pushed the button on the controller.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether I had to yell Xbox first or I don't know what. Like, what do you do? It just said, like, call a timeout with Kinect. And I was like, timeout, Xbox, timeout. And then it said, you're taking too long. And it gave me the button to push.
Nice.
And I pushed it and it worked.
Sounds like that's how it worked.
The one thing I have been playing, well, Walking Dead Table came out on Pinball FX 2.
I've been playing that. It's good. It's creepy. It's surprisingly creepy for a pinball table. Like, you know, the sounds, that zombie moaning sound, it's creepy. But it's one of the better tables, I'd say. I like it more than the Guardians of the Galaxy table, as far as the most recent tables that they've released. So, I don't know. If you're thinking of one or the other, I actually prefer the Walking Dead table. I prefer the Guardians of the Galaxy
property
motion picture,
right?
But I prefer the Walking Dead pinball.
Gotcha. I see Lichdom came out.
Lichdom came out, Battle Mage for Steam. That game is a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying that. I've played about 8 hours of it, I think.
Have you figured out the crafting system yet?
Yes. I could not explain it to you, though.
Right.
It's really easy, like, once you figure out what you're doing with it. But the problem is, this is a loot-based game. It's a first-person, I don't know, magic throwing game. Like, you're a battle mage, and you have different spells that you shoot. I think I tweeted out that it plays like BioShock 1 combat in like a Skyrim type, like a linear Skyrim universe.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm okay with that. And you get loot drops, but all the loot drops are how you make your different spells. And they have rarity and everything, and I'm not going to go into it, like how to make these things, because it's just impossible to explain. You have different forms that you can like throw the magic, basically, like, so whether or not it's like an area of attack spell or area effect spell, whether it's a like a shooting spell or whether it's a defensive spell, and you craft everything based upon those.
I played the alpha, I think, or the beta, and it seemed pretty cool.
I played the beta, and then I played the final version. The final version is much better than the beta.
Cool.
They really balance the combat a lot better, because in the beta, I fought the same boss like 15 times, because it was just insanely difficult. You could die very easily. But the second time around, and it probably was a little bit because I understood the game a little better too, but I had no problem with them second time. It's cool.
Very good.
Combining the spells and everything, you have three active spells at any given time. So like you could have like fire, ice, and then like, I don't know, disease or whatever the other one is called, plague or something like that. There's like other ones besides that, your normal like lightning and that type of stuff. But so you can kind of combo those together, and it's cool. It's got like, I think it's got like a 77 on Metacritic, which it seems appropriate. It's somewhere in that range. I wouldn't say it's an outstanding game, but I really like it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Lichdom, Battle Mage.
I think Wombat would like it a lot, so I hope it's coming to consoles at some point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for new releases this week? I think that's it.
Card Games, the PS1 Classic, came out on PSN.
Mm. All right, then. What should we talk about now? Microsoft? I've been playing Fibbage, which I guess...
How is that?
I guess that came out 2 weeks ago while we were away.
I think less than that.
Have you ever played the game Balderdash? It's an old card game, like table game.
Yeah. I know the game, but I don't think
in elementary school.
Yeah, so basically, this game is like a party game, and it gives you a question, and there's a blank in the question usually, or it's just a straight up question, and then you have to make up a lie for the answer and hope that other people guess your lie as the truth, and then you know you're trying to guess the actual true answer.
And you play against other real people.
Yeah, so this is pretty crazy. So this is an 8-player game. Now, there's no online multiplayer for the game. There's no matchmaking. Excuse me. There's no matchmaking for the game. Okay. The entire game is played in a browser on either your, you know, on an iPhone, you know, a phone, a tablet, a computer, whatever. It's played in a browser. Everybody is playing in a browser, whether or not they're in your room or not. The only way to really get people in your game is to tweet out or play on Twitch, because it'll show the room code and then people can join your game. And then everything is done right on your phone.
What is going on? It's crazy.
Why do I need this game on my Xbox if I can play it on my phone?
Because it's the only way to launch a game is on your Xbox. And when you play on your Xbox, you get the announce. It's made by the people who made You Don't Know Jack. And so the announcer Cookie is in there. So you get the whole presentation when you're playing on the Xbox. If people aren't in your room or aren't watching on Twitch, then they are just playing on their phone and they're only getting the questions and the answers and stuff.
Gotcha.
So it's pretty unique in the way that it handles the multiplayer aspect. But if you have people who follow you on Twitch, it works fine because you can always get a game going. Other than that, you're going to be pretty much limited to people in your room or people on Twitter.
But how much is this?
It's $7. Ty loves it, by the way. So we've been playing on Twitch.
It's an interesting idea. It's just, it sounds insane.
It is insane. It's
completely insane.
It's completely insane. But people seem to like watching us play on Twitch because we had a fair amount of people were watching us. And it's cool because the people on Twitch can play along with you if they can get into the room because it only holds 8 people. But Ty loves it. And he just insisted that we play a lot of it yesterday. Yeah, it's really fun. So that's Fibbage, it's called. What else we got here? So they announced the price of Kinect, the standalone Kinect is going to be $150 for Xbox One, basically ensuring that nobody will ever buy it.
It's like they're trying to make, I get it. They want to make the bundle sound like a value by making it technically $50 less.
Well, they have to.
Exactly. But it doesn't really work. Because it's not worth the $100 in the bundle, let alone $150 alone.
Oh, no,
it just isn't.
It's dead. It's dead.
Yeah.
Kinect is dead.
So I wonder how many of these are going to actually ship to stores.
Unless they do another, like, super, I don't know, like what they could, you know, when the Kinect originally came out with for Xbox 360 and they dumped $500 million into the launch of that, unless they're going to do that again in like 2 years. Then you can pretty much say goodbye.
Kinect 2.5?
Who knows? I don't know. It's built into the machine. I don't know. Who knows?
And at least that came with a game.
But it'll be dead between now and then, if that ever happens. Because who's going to be paying $150 for Kinect? And who's going to, like you said, Wombat, really, who's going to be spending an extra $100 to buy the bundle?
Exactly.
People aren't going to be fooled again, just like they weren't fooled with the Wii and the Wii U.
Yep.
It's the same thing.
They were fooled with the Wii.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They were fooled
I meant they weren't fooled with the Wii U, you know.
But the Wii U doesn't, I mean, I don't own a Wii U, but it doesn't appear to be as bad as Kinect by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
I'm talking about how people feel as a customer. Like people who bought the Kinect probably didn't feel like it lived up to expectations, just like the Wii.
You.
No, well, the original Wii.
Oh.
Okay. You're confusing us both. Me neither. I'm just going to let
you talk. I bought a VIC-20 while you were gone.
How's that?
It's going all right. I'm waiting for another cable so that I can play it through HDMI. I bought a lot of stuff while you were gone.
You were lonely?
I was lonely. We weren't doing CADcast, so it left me in another night to just look online and buy stuff. I bought an Intellivision.
Nice. What's the going rate for an Intellivision these days?
I paid $65 for it, but it's in really nice condition, and it had the modded joystick add-on.
Nice. Is this the original model of the Intellivision, or like the redesign? One of the redesigns.
Original.
The original. Like the big
and it
one.
Came with like 6 games.
Nice, dude. I played a shitload of Intellivision. My neighbor had it. It was pretty awesome.
Now I do. You can come over and play VIC-20 and... Intellivision here.
The Intellivision games that you need are Tron Deadly Discs.
I have it.
You need Dungeons and Dragons.
I have it.
The sports ones, I guess. I wonder how
NBA basketball. It came with two copies of that.
Double. It had hockey. It had everything, really. Sea Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Snafu.
I could get a copy of Snafu, but I don't know if. I don't know. I like Snake, I guess.
Yeah. Well, good, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah. Enjoy. I bought a little converter box that converts RCA and S video to HDMI.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty cool. It was only like $30 on Amazon. So
you can stream this stuff if you were inclined.
I could.
Yeah, you could do that. Shipwrecks. I would watch that.
Of course.
You know when you should do it?
How to get a VIC-20 to work?
Yeah. You should do that like in the mornings because you leave for work later than I do. You have time. You should do it then. Breakfast with Shipwreck. Watch you play some old crappy game that no one else would have. I bet you get a lot of people watching.
Get some of that Amazon money.
Yeah, just, trying to help out.
Yeah, well, I don't want to commit to anything. But
good call.
I am buying a lot of stupid stuff. I would commit to that.
That could be a show also, where you just the shopping aspect of it.
I would watch the hell out of that, too.
Right. See?
The guy's got a Tandy that I bought the Intellivision from.
A Tandy.
I can't figure out if I need a Tandy.
Well, how much does a Tandy go for?
It was around, I don't know, somewhere around the $50 range, yeah. I think.
So you might as well just get that. Hello, Ty. Go play something. What? Play iPad. Go play iPad, okay?
Nice. So, what's new with you, Shipwreck?
I'm just wondering if you've been playing a lot of Rogue Legacy.
I didn't even buy Rogue Legacy. You know what I did buy? Well, we both bought Hokum. Have you played any of it yet?
Nope.
I've collected, I think I finished it. I don't even know. I have no idea. Because that game is just so weird. Here's the deal with Hokum. Is it Hokum or Hokum? I don't even know. But you're a snake with an eyeball. And you're going through someone's acid trip. And each acid trip is a different world, essentially. But some of these worlds have like a puzzle to solve. And the ones that actually have like a relatively complex or kind of like a delineation of what you're supposed to be doing, like a theme to it, those are pretty cool. Like when you have to rescue when you have to collect the monkeys from underneath and help them collect rocks to throw at the cage because someone captured one of their monkey friends. Like, that's cool because I'm like, oh, I get it. I see what I'm doing. Or when I need to build the rope, find all the cars for the roller coaster so the roller coaster could start working again. I get it. There's like a logic to that. But when it's like, oh, you need to hit some colors to make the thing happen, I'm like, yeah, no, you lost me there.
Is this Ho-Ho-Come?
This is Ho-Ho-Come. Ho-Ho-Ho-Come.
How many hoes are really in the title?
I think it's just two.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Ho-Ho-Come. It's good, and my daughter really enjoys watching me play it, but it's, I don't know. I would like it if it had maybe, it needs to go maybe in one way in any of the extreme or the other where it needs to either have a clear direction and puzzles to solve in each world, like some of them do, or it needs to just be really open and crazy. But I feel like it's trying to straddle both and it doesn't quite hit the mark. That's just me.
What was that game by the Katamari guy that you just ate stuff and pooped stuff out?
Nobby Nobby Boy?
Yeah. Nobby Nobby Boy. Is this similar to that?
It's not similar. No, it's not like that at all. It has a lot. It has, like I said, there are what you're trying to do is, find all of your snake friends who I think are either hiding or captured. They don't tell you. I'm going to assume
Nobby Nobby Boy was one of your snake friends.
Yeah, then yes.
Okay.
But so you have to solve these small puzzles to unlock your snake friends, which apparently you can do it in like 45 minutes, according to the internet. But who knows?
The internet can beat any game in 45 minutes.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's the next game that I bought on the PlayStation Summer of Fun is I bought Counterspy.
Some summer.
I bought Counterspy. Which is, that game is gorgeous. I really love the look of that game.
What is this? I don't even know anything about it.
Counterspy?
Yeah.
You should check it out. You know, my son calls it the spy game, and he wants me to play it every night. Basically, you're a spy, and you work for an agency, and you're kind of in the middle. You don't work for the U.S. You don't work for the Soviets. So you pick which side you want to go and steal plans from. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2D side-scrolling. They say it's a stealth game, but it really turns into a shooter, at least for me, pretty much right away, because the stealth mechanic is shaky at best. Like, you'll walk into a room and there'll just be a guy there.
This is a single player?
It's single player. It's each mission is seven rooms. There are always seven rooms, but the rooms themselves are randomly generated. So you don't know if, like, oh, the first room's going to have an elevator in it, and the next, like, but it's different every time. So that's a really good mechanic. There's a lot of stuff to unlock, and there's the DEFCON system that they have, which instead of lives, you start the game at DEFCON 4. And as you get, every time you get caught or die, you go down a DEFCON. And if you finish the mission and it's at DEFCON 1, so essentially you only have one life left, you have to start the next mission at DEFCON 1 and try to bring your DEFCON back up to a manageable level. So that mechanic worked really well. I mean, overall, the game is, I had a lot of fun playing it. I finished it last night. I think someone like Shipwreck, who's a skilled video game player, could probably burn through this in like 4 hours.
45 minutes.
Took me. Yeah, it probably took me like closer to 6 because I'm not very good at video games. But I did enjoy it. And this is the kind of game that I think would probably benefit from a demo. I would say maybe I look to see if there's someone playing it on Twitch to kind of get an idea of what the game is like. But
I feel like
it
this
is cool.
The one game out of this promotion that people don't know what it is.
It's, yeah, and it's better than Ho Hokum. If you played Shadow Complex or even Mark of the Ninja, it's got a little bit of that in there.
Okay. That's, now you've said two things that make me, you said a whole bunch of words that did not interest me at all. And then a few there that did.
Yeah. It's not a Metroidvania game. You're not going back for things.
Okay.
But you do unlock, like, but there are, like, hidden rooms, and you go into a hidden room and there's going to be plans for a new gun. So on the next mission, if you collect enough money, you could buy this new gun. And once you buy it once, it's unlocked forever. So you only have to buy it once. Then you could take this, you know, your tranquilizer dart gun on the next mission and moving forward. So there is that. So it does make it, and you can, like I said, you could choose between, so say you're DEFCON 2 on the US side and DEFCON 1 on the Soviet side. You can choose to do the U.S. side mission because it's, you know, because you have an extra life there and try to game it that way. But it has a lot going on. It is very good. My only tip is when you die and you have lost all your lives, it will ask you if you want to continue. The screen pops up, just the big word, continue with a question mark, and underneath it, two words, yes and no. If you hit yes, you go right back to the mission select screen, and you could choose which side you want again. You have all your cash, and you just, as if nothing happened, you go right into it. No real penalty. If you hit no, you go back to the main menu, and all your progress and all your cash gets wiped, and you have to start from the beginning.
So better be sure.
Yes. Don't hit no unless you want to start from the beginning with your unlocked weapons. That's pretty much all you get to keep.
Cool. All right. Yeah. That's Counterspy.
Yeah, I think you should check it out, Cheapy, right, for sure. I think you would like
very
it.
Very busy, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've got a lot of Diablo that needs to be played.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. You know, I've been playing Diablo as well. We, you know, are we going to go into that now, or do you want to do that later?
Let's do that later.
Okay.
Did you guys play PT at all? The PT
I did.
Trial or whatever? The one I did. Teaser? Yes. So that's the teaser for the new Silent Hill game from Kojima. We didn't talk about this yet, right? This happened.
No, this came out while you were gone.
So Lizard Launcher writes in and he said, I played PT for the first time and in the process I discovered something about myself. My discovery happened when I put down the game controller out of fear for the first time ever in my life. Have I turned into a complete pussy? I thought to myself, feeling very disappointed. And then he goes on to say that now that he's a dad and he hears like these things like babies crying in the background, he gets all freaked out. But I had the same reaction. Like I thought it was pretty really? Cool, and I felt like this could give me a nightmare, so I'm going to stop playing it.
Really? I mean, yeah, there were the jump scares, which were fine, but after a while, like, I think I had it on for 45 minutes or so, and eventually, like, nothing happens. I looked online to see how you get the next, like, thing to happen, mm-hmm. and I'm like, this already sounds like too much work, like plugging in my headset. Say this when the phone rings.
Oh, my God, really?
And I'm like, screw this game. So, screw this demo.
Not even demo. Screw this marketing piece.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm already bored. So, that was my experience with PT, was I got bored. I got bored from nothing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Chip, you didn't try it, probably.
No, I didn't try it.
You don't care about that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't really care about it.
I had too much VIC-20 and television to set up.
Only the latest and the greatest in the shipping household. Right.
Kokomon writes in, speaking about Nintendo, and wants to know what we think about the leaked Smash Brothers roster and the Mario Kart 8 DLC announcement. I didn't even look at the Smash Brothers roster because I don't care
it's
about it.
It's got the Duck Hunt dog in it.
Great.
The Duck Hunt dog. You know, everyone loves the Duck Hunt. We were all saying, you know who my favorite Nintendo, classic Nintendo character is? The dog from Duck Hunt. All of his fighting moves are really going to be amplified in this game.
Hmm. Hey, don't knock it until you see it. It could be amazing.
I'm sure it'll be cute and fun for 5 minutes.
You have no interest in Smash Brothers, and neither do I. And certainly I'm not buying a Wii U to play Smash Brothers. But, all right, good. So... that's good.
I'm happy that people are happy or sad that people are sad about that.
That was the one thing that we found out about was the dog.
Way to straddle that line there, Chip.
Is that the only announcement? Was the dog?
I didn't look at this. Like,
we don't care.
They announce characters constantly. I can't keep up with this. I just assumed
there was another character that I didn't know who it was, and I forget the name.
The Wii Fit Yoga Girl?
No.
Miyamoto's fart is in the game. Did you know that?
Unless it's somebody like that's not a Nintendo character, it just doesn't surprise me. Like, I don't know. Like, I know Pac-Man's in there. I know Sonic's in there.
What if Frogger was in there?
I'd be interested. I would know that. I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
Would you buy the game if Frogger was in it?
I would be interested in if he was wearing his tie.
Which Frogger?
Had his briefcase. He could hit people with his briefcase.
I was going to say, you want Frogger with the briefcase and the hat, right? Didn't he wear a hat? Or am I making that up?
The hat might have been flying off his head, maybe? Or maybe something he's holding it on.
I feel like there's a fedora involved.
There could be.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I'm down with that Frogger if they want to put him in there. Sure.
Now I'm looking up the arcade art.
If they could just have crappy like video game characters fighting each other.
No hat, just the briefcase and tie.
No, okay. See? Fuzzy memories. Right. Nobody's perfect. Right.
The briefcase could open up a lot of possibilities, though. I mean,
yeah, no, I could see that being a fighting move element, much more than I don't know, pointing and laughing.
He may be wearing a vest as well. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now. I believe, is that a vest? Or is that just the other underside of the tie?
That's a lot of fabric for a tie. Just the tie.
Well, it was the early 80s. Ties were much bigger back then.
I just wonder where he worked. He's off to his job somewhere. Yeah. But
And so there's also the Mario Kart 8 DLC was announced. It's
that is cool.
It's two pieces of DLC. One's coming out this winter, and one is coming out in March of next year, 9 months from now.
Wasn't it May?
Yeah, it could be May. And then I guess it's $8 per pack. If you buy both together, it's $12.
And if you pre-order, you also get 8 new colors for Yoshi and Shy Guy.
What? 8 new colors?
Pre-order
that
shit.
So is that 8 colors each or 4 and 4?
I think it's 8 for each.
That's pretty impressive.
All right.
I have this game, so I might as well play it sometime and then buy the DLC.
Have you ever played it?
No.
Yeah.
I have not. I took the code out because I needed points to get my platinum status on Club Nintendo. And I bought it and took the points out and then stuck it on the shelf.
All right. How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff? Wombat.
Amazon bought the Twitch.
They did. It wasn't Google. It was Amazon.
Amazon.
So, yeah.
Would you like to buy this game that you're watching? Click here to buy now.
Gonna have to buy a lot of games to make $1 billion.
Well, yes and no. I mean, they're still advertising. I don't think they're going to get rid of it.
Do you think Twitch is a profitable company?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know that?
I don't know that. I'm going based off of knowledge of the digital ad marketplace and the commodity that is pre-roll and how much of it they must be selling on a daily basis. So you want some perspective? Because I actually had this conversation with a coworker this week.
Okay.
Who was asking me about Twitch because he didn't know anything about it. So I went and I just went to the Twitch homepage and I clicked on a video that people were watching at that time. It was some guy who had 8,000 subscribers, mm-hmm. but he was playing the new Madden on the day that Madden came out. And it said that according to the stats are right there on the page, he had 250,000 views so far on his Madden video that he was streaming that day.
That's something else. That's a different number, I think, that you're looking at.
One was views and one was subscribers. So 250,000
views. I think that's across
views.
All his videos, though.
I don't, even if it is.
Okay, anyway, go on.
So 250,000 views, according to this, it was the views on that video, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
250,000 views. Every person who went to view his video had to watch a 15-second commercial.
Unless they subscribe or unless they have Twitch Turbo.
Exactly. But either way, they're paying.
Right.
So again,
okay,
new
go
point.
On.
So even if you cut that down to 225,000, and I'm going to assume that a site like Twitch, because of their size and their highly targeted demographic of audience, they are able to charge a premium for pre-roll, which could be anywhere from $50 to $100. And now we're talking about one person. 250,000. So that's 250,000 times, let's say 100 divided by 1,000. That's $25,000 for one stream. That's a lot of money.
How much does it cost to broadcast a live stream to 250,000 people?
I mean, I'm assuming, well, yeah, they probably have their servers and infrastructure in place. So at this point, who knows if it costs that much?
I don't know.
And if Amazon's buying them, they have plenty of servers and infrastructure in place.
Well, right. It's
going
to cost them a lot less to run.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they're still
exactly.
For all that bandwidth.
Right.
Which, again, we don't really know how much that's going to cost them on the back end.
If I had to guess, I would say that they're not profitable, but I don't know.
I'm going to say they are just based off of knowing how much
but you're
advertisers
looking, you're
want
at
that
one
pre-roll.
Video, though. Like, there's all kinds of people that are using bandwidth that don't have any subscribers.
Well, how much bandwidth are you using if you don't have any subscribers?
I don't know. You're still using something. It's still going through there. You're still streaming.
Somebody find
HD
out and get back to us.
Yeah.
So we can talk about Diablo.
Right. I'd rather talk about Diablo.
Me too.
I think
they're profitable. I don't think someone would buy them for $1 billion if they weren't.
What do you, oh, that didn't ever stop anybody.
And And yes, I do. I'm on their homepage right now, and it's making me watch a something. Oh, no, it's not a commercial yet. But yeah, I think so.
What do you think about Diablo?
I think Diablo's pretty awesome.
I was wise to wait for the console, for the next console version.
It is. It's much, having played it on the 360, and I don't know, I don't think I can put my finger on it. It's a lot more fun to play on the one than the 360.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The next gen's going to make a difference when there's a lot of characters on the screen. And
yes, and it does look a lot better. I mentioned this on Twitter when, you know, you have to export your game from the 360. So I had to turn my 360 on and go to export game save. And it just looks so like blurry having just looked at the Xbox One of the same screen.
Yep.
By comparison, I'm like, oh, this looks like dirt.
Yeah.
Glad I'm not playing on this junk box.
How far are you?
I'm level 29.
Now, is this a character that you played off of from the Xbox 360?
Yeah, I brought over my Xbox character, but he wasn't particularly far. I hadn't finished Act 1 yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in Act. I'm close to the end of Act 2 now.
And what is he? What character? What
a class? Barbarian.
That's what Ty took.
Yeah, and I'm wearing all green.
Nice.
Class stuff now. I have a set, matching set of armor.
I don't have that. I'm a level 17 Crusader.
Nice. Well, if you ever want to join my game.
Somewhere around there. I'm a Demon Hunter, I think is what I am.
Yes, that
that's
is
what
a
I took in the PC version.
Okay. I was a Warlock in the, or no, Witch Doctor in the PC version.
I told the Witch Doctor, he told me what to do.
Mrs. Chibi took Wizard.
That's what Mrs. Shipwreck is too.
I think I have a problem because I don't know how we'll all be able to play together once I get a third controller, because both Mrs. Chibi's character and Ty's character are both on Ty's account.
Oh, you need to start another account. Yeah.
But if I start another account, I can't get one of those characters over there, right?
No, that person, the person might have to start again. Yeah.
Someone's not going to be happy.
Yeah, Shima.
I don't think we'll be playing together.
Yeah, what can you do?
That's lame. Well, but so if I had put the characters on my account, then they would just use guest accounts, right?
Okay? I'm not sure. I would think you'd have to have an account assigned to something because...
Well, you do the guest thing, and it puts the one after it, right? GPD1.
Does that save that character to your account? I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
So confusing, these video games.
I think I'm loving this too, but they need to do a patch where both people can look at their gear at the same time. There's
plenty of room.
There's plenty of room. It's been done in numerous games before, all the way back on the original Xbox. They were doing this with those games. Like, just split the screen in half. That way we don't have to take 15 minutes to look through our gear.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be super annoying. I'm glad that everyone in my house doesn't like to play video games. So
you got to teach your wife to use the D-pad effectively.
Yeah.
You got to mark that shit as junk right when it comes in. Otherwise, it's too hard to manage. It's pretty cool
junk, though. Like, and you... I'm not going to tell my wife to not look at the stuff that she just picked up. Like,
I'm at the point right now in the game where if I'm not wearing it and it's not super rare, it either gets sold or salvaged, and there's no in between.
You mean
like
the
very beginning
of that game?
Huh?
That starts at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Where you don't hold on to stuff. You just sell it.
Or salvage it. Yeah.
I keep getting legendary items in the mail from people on my friends list.
That's kind of
pretty cool, isn't it?
It's pretty awesome.
Have you found anything to mail yet?
Yep, several things.
Yeah, that's kind of cool too. I like that. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Oh, this isn't for me. This is for someone else. I will mail it to you. Boop.
And some kick-ass monster came in from somebody else's game and killed Ty.
Oh, was Ty upset?
No.
Okay.
I was upset. Come on.
This Ty, is Ty dual wielding? Is he one, like a mason and a shield? Or is he?
I think he's got a two-handed battle axe now.
That's a good weapon. I'm dual wielding right now.
I think somebody sent it to me.
Nice.
I think it's a legendary. Something.
Maybe I'll find something that I could send over to you guys. Something, because I have a barbarian. I get a lot of barbarian loot.
Game's pretty awesome.
Yeah. This is a lot of fun. I'd be playing it right now if I wasn't talking to you two jerks.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I got to figure out how to solve this issue so we can all play together. This might tear apart our family.
I think you you could always just give up your son. Then it's just the two of you.
Tell him
I mean,
he can't
problem
play
solved.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Just delete his character. Problem mm-hmm. solved.
I don't know what happened. Blame the inner tubes.
I tried out the NHL 15 demo on Xbox One. It came out.
And?
It's not great. It looks marginally better than last year's. I mean, the replays look a lot better, but in the actual gameplay, it doesn't look significantly better than last year's. The crowd looks better. They did a lot of work modeling the crowd. They brought in, like, arguably the best play-by-play guy in hockey as a new commentator, and he sounds bad. He doesn't sound as good as he does on real TV. He sounds like he's just like phoning it in or just not interested or whatever. Just does not sound good. Doesn't even sound as good as the last announcer. And I don't know. The game just feels different. It feels like the guys feel lighter or something. The hitting is toned down, which I guess is good, but I don't know. They announced that they pulled out a bunch of modes from the game, but I never really played those modes, so I don't care so much, but I don't know. My initial impressions were right as usual. The game will not live up to last year's version. What else we got here?
Keg bag.
We're down to the keg bag. Oh, Ty will be so excited. This is pretty funny. Two people pretty much had the same exact keg bag question at the same exact time. Hey, John Anderson wrote in and asked, which racing game are you most hyped for? Horizon 2, The Crew, Drive Club, or Project Cars? And Boss J Bug wrote in, which racing game has the potential to be lost this fall? Drive Club, Forza 2, The Crew, and Project Cars.
What's Project Cars?
Project Cars is a game that's been in development for a long time on PC. I think it was a Kickstarter or it's been in development forever. And it's supposed to be super realistic, like, you know, super high-end graphics. And they had recently announced that it's coming to next-gen consoles. To answer these guys' questions, I'm most hyped for Forza Horizon 2. And I think that The Crew, I played The Crew beta, and I just think that that's going to be a bomb. I don't know.
I liked both Horizon 2 and Drive Club when I played them at E3. I was really surprised by how much I like Drive Club.
Yeah, Drive Club seems to be pretty solid. But The Crew, I don't know. The Crew just feels like you're supposed to be an open world game where you're driving through America. It just does not look like America. It just does not, I don't know. And now they announced that it's going to be 30 frames per second on consoles, and they're hoping for 60 frames per second on PC. I don't know. No one's going to buy that game.
Isn't that a Ubisoft game?
Yep.
At least you got Uplay.
And you got Uplay.
That'll be fun on PC.
And it's like a multiplayer, very intensive, like always online multiplayer type game. So, yeah. And I don't know. I guess that's it.
I think Horizon's your clear-cut winner there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, looking at
as
that,
a game
I
that you know is going to work and be fun.
Oh yeah, and I love the first one. I finished that one. I thought it was better than, I thought Horizon was better than is better than Forza 5, even though I know they're not exactly the same. But just in terms of fun factor, and differing things to do, I'd say Horizon's the better game. So Horizon 2 should be great. Blip blip blue. I guess that's it.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. I need a new Wario 64, by the way. Wario 64 is moving on to the real world, beyond video
bastard.
Games.
That bastard.
So if you're good at Twitter, and you think you can, you want to make some money posting video game deals to the CAGcast, the CAG Twitter account, send me a tweet at GPD.
You get so many tweets.
That's okay.
You just, okay, enjoy that.
Well, I don't know. Well, send it to me at GPD. It's fine. I don't think a lot of people want to or that interested in doing that. You do?
I don't think people realize how much work it is.
It's not that much. Is it that much work?
I think so.
I don't know. You have to ask Wario 64 if it's that much work. I'm not. He did really a great job, though.
I think you have to be really good at the internet, not just Twitter.
Yes, you have to be good at the internet and Twitter.
And likable.
And likable, which Wario64 was able to pull off masterfully.
Yep.
So good luck, Wario. And good luck to my Twitter account, which might be ruined after this show. All right, see ya.
Bread's done.
Pretzel bun, you know how much I care for you. Come here, pretzel bun, I know you've got to love me too. Cause Brent loves true, it's true. Cause I can taste my love for you. So come on over, pretzel, come on over, pretzel bun. I yearn to hold you, I'm the one who wants to be with you. Pretzel bun, I know. Waited all this time, my love, just to take a break.